Emma Britton, BBC Radio Bristol.
Now, they say it's one of the best views across Bristol. On the show today, you're going to get to hear what happened when I went to volunteer at a conservation work party on Troopers Hill in East Bristol. Susan and Rob from the Friends of Troopers Hill invited me to visit, to lend a hand and to experience that view.
Being prepared for your wow factor as you come up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been nagging me, Susan, to come up here for ages. So.
I have.
No,
I've
never had a chance to come up. I've seen like everyone's pictures, but I just have never had. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, what a stunning view.
You don't have to be fit. You don't need great mobility.
I thought you were going to make me climb a massive hill, but
no.
You're already up here and you have this great view.
Fantastic.
So for anyone who's never been up here before, describe what we can see.
Oh, right. We have a fantastic view over to the Mendips. From here, we can see Ashton Court. If you're here for the balloon fiesta, you can see the balloons ascending from there.
Yeah.
See St. Mary Redcliffe. All these trees are following the line of the River Avon. As you walk further along across the hill, you can see the Avon itself heading in towards town. And you can look over to Barton Hill, see a bit of green of Netham Park.
It's a great view.
It is a fantastic
view. I love it. We've lost the group. Come on, we better catch them up, otherwise they'll be accusing us of slacking.
Right.
Oh, it's lovely. And we've picked a perfect day for it as well. So, middle of October, but it's really warm. Yeah. We've got like real autumn sunshine. Yeah. We've got our sturdy boots on, our old clothes. I've been given a pair of gloves, which is good. And we're going to go and find out what it is we're going to do today. So, Susan, today you call it a conservation work party. How often do you have these?
Twice a month. First Saturday and third Thursday of the month. Just 2 hours, 10 till 12. And we reckon we do the best coffee in Bristol at the end of our conservation work
That's
party.
That's what I like the sound of. Okay, well, we'll carry on walking towards where we're going to work today. Have you already planned out what we're going to do?
Oh yes, every single work party follows the conservation management plan for the site. It's a 20 acre site and it's divided up into compartments, and each compartment is managed slightly differently because there's different things in those compartments. So today we're going to an area called Sally's Glade, which is getting overgrown with scrub, so that's small trees, bramble, and we will be cutting back the scrub, and we might uncover some interesting fungi as we do it.
We're cutting the bits of hawthorn and stuff that are growing up in the grassland because we want to keep the grassland, because the grassland's really good for invertebrates and so on.
You've never seen me in action with loppers, Rob.
Well, this is something we're looking forward to.
How dramatic do I have to be?
Now get it off as close to the ground as you can.
Okay.
So if there's anything that's bigger than about your thumb, then we do that with a little pruning saw.
Okay.
But the smaller stuff we can get with the loppers.
And what do we do with what's been cut?
So what's been cut, we gather it up into bags and drag it down. We've got a heap of stuff down there where we tip it and it sort of composts then. But that's off the area that we're trying to protect as grassland.
Just put my gloves on. Right. Got my loppers. Ooh, that was a big bit. So Rob, we're getting down to sort of like mulchy, mossy level. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, that's right, because we want to try and clear this off. And there's lots of bees on Troopers Hill, lots of solitary bees that live on Troopers Hill. And they like to make little burrows in the cleared areas.
Is it a fine line though when you're doing conservation work to not disturb them?
They're quite well under the ground at the moment, so we're taking stuff off at ground level. So, but where this bramble has been, then so this year there won't be any bees. Probably have found their way in there.
So
we're clearing it, so it's nice clear area next spring.
And we're using mechanical means as well. We've got a man with a strimmer.
Yeah, we've got an electric strimmer. So guys from Park Work have been trained on using those. So we can get a bit of a bigger area cleared with those.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff's too thick really for the strimmer. So.
All right, I'll carry on. Am I doing all right?
Yeah, do very well.
Oh, good. I really enjoyed the lopping back the brambles on Troopers Hill last week. If anyone needs a haircut now, I think I'd do a good job. Thanks to Susan and Rob from the Friends of Troopers Hill for inviting me up there. Coming up on the show later, hear from the other volunteers who were there on the day, Brian, Lisa and Brad. The next conservation work party is on Saturday, the 3rd of November. Everyone is welcome, and you can find out more on the website troopers-hill.com. .org.uk.